What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
After continued failure, many are concluding it's time for new leadership in Kansas's K-12 education system. A recent analysis of education spending and student achievement in Kansas over the last 30 years shows that despite huge increases in spending, many students have been academically left behind. Gee, who didn't see this coming? With us now to discuss the report and what, if anything, we can do about it is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, thank you for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have my favorite state senator on with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, John, you never disappoint with your music selections. I always tell you that, and you always come up with a great one.
Well, that one just is so apropos. I mean, it is just so appropriate. And it goes back, you know where that came from was when I was a state rep and I was out meeting with the Goddard School Board and superintendent out there, Dr. Henry. Doctor, because you have to call him Dr. Henry. You can't ever call him anything but Dr. Henry. Once told me, you know, we need more money. So finally I asked him, I said, well, you know, give me a dollar figure. What's enough? And his actual answer was, it'll never be enough. And at least I appreciated him saying the truth, you know, the quiet parts out loud. It'll never be enough for them. But looking at this report, so between 2003 and 2020, total inflation adjusted total spending per student in Kansas public schools increased from $11,300 roughly to $15,000, an increase that exceeded the national average, by the way, and our neighboring states. And so that's just to give you an idea. So it increased by a substantial amount right there. And current spending per pupil increased by 25% for that same period average. But if you look at it, teacher salaries fell by almost 1%, and much of the increase in spending went to school district administration. So clearly, Renee, they're spending more on the stuff that doesn't help educate kids because the numbers, and we'll get to those performance numbers, keep going down.
Yeah, John, we've known this for some time. It's not more money. It's how you spend it. And we absolutely have to start spending on funding for student outcomes. Our budget is our strategy. And we have to prioritize spending for student outcomes. What we've done clearly is not working. It's not going to work. And so we have an opportunity as we rewrite our school finance formula to right the ship. And if I have anything to say about it, and I should, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Well, as you look at this 17-year period, much of the increase in spending went to district administration. The number of public school students increased by 6%, but the number of district administrators increased by 23%, the number of teachers by 12%, and the number of all other public school staff by 15%. So again, there's a trend here. Teachers not increasing, not getting pay, and the bloated administration is and buildings, I mean, the Taj Mahal structures, that's where the money's going.
Yeah, and how's that working for us, John? It's not. It's clearly not working because we continue to see test scores fall. In our last education funding task force meeting, every measure that the task force brought up as it's declining, the establishment was, well, it's not valid or you can't just look at that. And I said, okay, then name me one where it shows anything other than where, and they couldn't. They can't name any objective measure that's showing we're not doing anything but spending more and giving less. We are doing less with more, and that's got to stop. The trajectory we are on, we will never close the achievement gap. We will have less than 30% of our students college and career ready if we keep on this trajectory. So clearly how we're spending the money is not getting to what really matters, and that's on instruction. It's on the classroom.
Right.
Why are we adding administrators and not giving teachers the pay that they deserve? The good teachers, the effective teachers, they need a pay raise. We need to get rid of ineffective teachers, and now we're going to show some gains in student outcomes, but the establishment just wants to do status quo. Well, our students deserve better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you heard my interview with Joy Akins in the last segment, but she mentioned, you know, why are we allowing districts to negotiate directly with teachers? Let's cut the union out of it. Let's allow that. Let's do some incentive bonuses for teachers that drive performance instead of just continuing to throw money at these bloated administrations. The largest increase in spending was not associated with gains in academic achievement. And if you look at it, the national averages in math and reading increased during this same period of time. For other districts, Kansas's average scores dropped. And then now we're at a level that's even below the national average. So we're spending more money and getting poorer outcomes. And that speaks volumes.
Yeah, so that tells you it's broken and we've got to do something about it. Well, just look at, there's a ton of states, John, that spend considerably less per pupil. Arizona spends about 8,000 less per pupil and outperforms us in every objective measure. We are, for the first time in my knowledge, below the national average on the ACT, on the NAEP, and we're outspending the national average. That is unacceptable for our kids, and I don't think Kansans appreciate it or going to tolerate it. So we've got to make some big changes in how we're funding education. We've got to stop funding failure and fund what we know works. And the biggest indicator of what works is teacher effectiveness, and the greatest indicator of that is the teacher's prior year effectiveness. And we know those things, John. We measure those things. So we need to reward the teachers who are doing a good job, get rid of the ones who aren't, and pay. Put the money where the bang for our buck for kids is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I agree. We're talking with State Senator Renee Erickson. You know, the thing that I think frustrates so many Kansans is also some of the content. I mean, some argue that the Department of Education, the state's board, have de-emphasized academic preparation in favor of other priorities. You know, the only thing that they really try and hang their hat on is graduation rates, for example. But if you're graduating kids that can't read and write, I saw the last career college and readiness scores were like at Wichita Public Schools, it was 19% in reading and 16 or 13% in math. So if you're graduating kids at a higher level, but they can't do basic math and can't read at a college level, well, then who cares if you're graduating them if they need remedial reading?
Well, John, about 4 years ago, the state board took out any measure of academic performance in the accreditation process. They went to things like kindergarten readiness.
What?
Do you have an kindergarten readiness, individual plans of study, a post-secondary, no academic measure in accreditation. Now, I think this new accreditation model that they're coming out with here shortly will, but their current accreditation model has had no academic measure. And what we have seen, when you de-emphasize that, we see more students needing remediation at the college level, and our post-secondary people are screaming. They're saying these kids aren't ready. So I asked the KSDE administrators, I said, well, you keep touting graduation rates are increasing. And to your point, John, well, what can a high school graduate, what do they know and what are they able to do? Because every indicator is they're not reading at a proficient level. They're not graduating with any discernible skill. We're working on that, but it's meaningless. Graduation rates are not objective. They're subjective.
Right.
But that's what they hang their hat on. I want to see reading proficiency. I want to see math proficiency. And I think most parents, most Kansans agree. That's what we're paying over $6 billion a year out of state general fund for. Not for kindergarten readiness, not for post-secondary success. What are the secondary schools, what are elementary schools doing to help our kids succeed? That's what they want to see, and they're right. That's what we should be seeing.
Renee, I know you and Representative Christy Williams are part of the group that's working on the new funding formula. What's your timeline on that? What are you looking for? When can we expect to see some ideas, some goals? What's your timeline?
Yeah, great question, John. So we're meeting every month. People can tune in. It's the first Tuesday and Wednesday of every month, and those are, you can watch those. They're streamed. But what we've really been focusing on is our weightings. Our weightings, John, are a mess. There's no rhyme or reason. We kind of backed into the weighting numbers. We had this much money divided by this many students. It has nothing to do with whether that amount of money helps a kid be successful. So we're really digging into that. We're looking at what other states are doing. Our current finance formula expires July 1st of 2027. So we've got a little bit of time, but we are working on it, laying the groundwork, and I can guarantee we're going to have a formula that incentivizes student outcomes and hold people, hold districts accountable for that. That's the key.
Two observations. One is regarding the formula, and that would be, let's get rid of this 3-year rolling average for attendance calculate, or for where I'm going with this.
The look back for counting students.
Yes, for counting your enrollment, because the way they do it now, they get to say, well, we had a lot more students 3 years ago, so we want to get that much more money. It should be based on your current enrollment, not your 3-year rolling average. The other thing I think that we have to keep in mind, again, we're looking at 2027, have to get through the legislature, and it'll have to be signed by a governor. So this is, again, another issue that will be so important that we have a Republican governor who is going to be willing to sign a conservative outcome-based education model which the KNEA or the KASB may oppose. So, folks, if you're listening to this and you want outcome-based education, you want to hold teachers and more importantly, school districts and the KNEA accountable for performance in the classroom, you need a Republican governor who will do that. If we get another Laura Kelly in there, anything you pass is going to get vetoed.
John, absolutely. We cannot continue to fund ghost students. And yes, we need a Republican to sign school finance, but we also need a Republican governor to sign school choice.
Oh, God,
that's
amen.
Help
yes.
So those things are key. Please, please, we've got to have a Republican governor.
Well, and that's another thing. And trust me, you heard it when I talked to Joy. Every candidate that comes on this air is going to be asked about school choice. And I know of at least one who's got an R behind their name who opposes it. Actually, I know of two who oppose it. And I will be asking them. So that's a, you know, if you want school choice, you want to hold, you know, these schools accountable, you need to know who supports it and who doesn't. Renee, thank you again. If folks want to connect with you again, I appreciate letting us know when you meet and they can find that. You can find the Kansas Legislature's YouTube channel on YouTube. But if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Facebook, email, go to the Kansas Legislature website. My cell phone number's there. I welcome any contact. Happy to help anyone that I can.
She's brave. She's brave, yep. But she's my fave. There's a reason. Renee, thank you very much. I appreciate you. You keep carrying on the fight, my friend.
Right back at you, John. Thanks for having me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.